In the summers, when my brother Joel and I were kids, we'd pile into the fishing boat with family and our neighborhood buddies and head out to Masonboro Island for the weekend. For those of you who don't know, Masonboro is the undeveloped 8.4-mile-long barrier island between Carolina and Wrightsville beaches. Back then, even during the peak of summer, the island was relatively deserted. We'd make our way across the intercoastal, drop anchor, and set up camp in the primitive coastal paradise. After pitching the tents, we spent the day playing war games, swimming, fishing, and then cooking our catch over a campfire. And then before bed, we'd stargaze, tell ghost stories, and watch for falling stars. One ritual that my brother, friends, and I would be sure to check off our list was to visit the abandoned vintage car skeletons on the south side of the island. While they appeared as eerie, rusted masses along the shore, at closer observation, we saw engines, fenders, taillights, seat frames, steering columns, and even barnacle-covered rubber tires still clinging to the oxidized wheel wells. All appeared in gigantic scale next to the smaller modern compact cars we had become used to riding in. At that time, the few of them that were visible in the sand were parked side by side and would become visible at low tide along the waterline at the base of tall sandhill cliffs. We'd all climb in them and pretend to be drag racing them up and down the shoreline. It was like a surreal, industrial-looking playground rising from the pristine coastal environment. It's funny looking back, because I don't recall any of us as kids ever wondering why or how they got there. We were just thrilled that they were there and always planned our pilgrimage to visit and appreciate them as intriguing art and recreation. Doing a little research today, it appears that the car's presence is an unsolved mystery, but there are some convincing theories. Some say that the surf fishermen floated the cars out on barges in the 50s and 60s to help pull in heavy fishing nets from the water as a replacement to mule power. They'd apparently just leave the cars out there and bring over a can of gas and a battery to jumpstart them when needed. Others say that some of the cars could have been driven out there and abandoned prior to 1952, when the inlet was cut and Masonboro was simply an extension of Carolina Beach. Whatever the reason, they hearken to our quirky coastal heritage, and at the end of the day, it's nice to know that at some beaches, the parking is still free.